All right. The question that we were discussing, should we genetically engineer humans to live on other planets?
To adapt them to such climates. In addition, this could show the length that the human race could go to and honestly increase our knowledge about space and the human biology.
Can you restate that in English?
I understand.
I understand. Let's
roll back for a minute. We're practicing respectful communication, so we can ask clarification respectfully. In English, it's not a respectful way to
Mars, Venus, other planets. We already have.
I meant like for them to. I meant for them to live there and colonize, like our last topic. Boom. Ditto to what you said.
I don't think that the right direction is genetically engineering people to live in space. I think it's just like, I don't think genetic engineering is the right direction we need to go to colonize space.
So, in addition to what Dara said, in the article that I read, China genetically modified dogs so that they would have more muscle mass using gene editing technology.
So, like, going back to what Dara said about, like, morally, like, genetically engineering them, it's like, how do we know that they would want to do that? Because if they're genetically engineered to do something, then they're forced to do that for the rest of their life. And they have no option to choose a life that they want.
What if we did do this though, and something happened to the people we did this on, and then they got like hurt, and then what would everybody think?
Stern.
My name's Nick, by the way.
What?
So back to kind of what Alex said, they don't have a choice, and it would kind of almost like. Back in the Civil War, where Negroes were just they were discriminated against because they were different. And so, if someone was genetically modified, just say, let's just say to have gills, so they could breathe underwater, like that's an awesome trait to have. But they're different, and so they'd be laughed at and bullied. That's all I have to say.
I don't think we should because. We can't put like everyone on other planets, so if we like move some, then they have to go without their family and friends and stuff.
Similar to what Nick said, it's like creating a whole new group, a whole new race of humans just to be discriminated.
Like teenage years, because that's when like our bodies start forming into like real like men and women, and so like just the progressive way that you do that, it makes sense.
I actually think like if you were to genetically modify someone after they're born, you'd have to do like really soon, because most of the brain development occurs in the really early years, so that would be the best time for them to get these genetic modifications.
So
to
answer Ryan's question, I think that like the more wealthy people would probably genetically engineer like humans and stuff, but like I feel like they would be like afraid that something would go wrong and their kid would like, I don't know, come out with gills or something. I don't know.
I agree with Jonathan because the longer you wait, the more dangerous it's going to be to genetically modify them. So it's better to do it early.
Do it right after they were born, why don't you just do it when they're like an embryo?
Okay. Like, if you do it before someone's born, like, every, like, parent, like, would want the perfect child, and if everyone had the perfect child, whatever, then everyone would be the same, so I don't, like, understand.
Okay. And if we did it, like, after they were born, if they were, like, old enough, like, our age, we would have to deal with like changing from our normal and then completely changing into a different person with like a different like gene. So that could be like really drastic.
If you would be able to like access it, would it be like middle class or high class?
That's where kind of where like rules and regulations come in. Is if we're genetically modifying people for specifically science and exploration in space, it's either going to be recreation or science. We can't choose both. Because once we do science, most of the people will just, oh, okay, it's only for science. If we do it for recreation, it's going to be too late for science.
Absolutely.
How long would it take to genetically engineer a human?
Kind of
like
back to Daniel said about waiting. We wouldn't really be able to perfect it unless we kept testing.
Can anyone answer Ashley's question?
Kind of depends on what you want to add to the person.
How this would affect the evolution of the human race after we genetically modify them.
Katie?
Let's just stop genetic engineering getting out of hand and just like taking one.
Yeah.
And just like that was what Thomas said. If we genetically modify too many people in way different varieties, then there'd be a lot more different people and they'd have to live separately, and that could lead to more civil war like issues for discrimination.
Yeah,
what if people start genetically engineering humans for like darker reasons, like they could like try to make sure the assassin or something like that?
Also, referring back to Nick's point, that it's important to note that this is all in the context of a scientific exploration kind of thing. So it makes sense that this wouldn't be a tool released to the general public, which almost, well, not entirely, but it does take away some of the concern that the general public could be using this for darker issues, which makes sense. However, it doesn't completely nullify the other side of the coin, the fact that this could definitely be used for the same more twisted purposes. But I think the important thing to remember here is that this would not be something that could be used for any
it would be used strictly for scientific purposes.
So, like, if we do get genetically engineered, we should just send them to space and, like, test on people, like, give something different to each person and, like, send them up there and, like, see what happens. I don't know.
If we were to plan on genetically modifying someone, who would give up their life to be modified into someone else?
Yeah, like, if we were to genetically engineer people, they would lose a lot of their rights and they would just pretty much just be kept as, like, lab rats or something.
For sure.
Well, I don't know if the people will be, like, giving up their rights because they're pretty much, like, the astronauts who volunteered to go to the moon, they wanted to like try out something new. They weren't really giving up their lives.
But if we do that to them while they're young, they don't really have a choice to do it.
Then and
like, say we do like genetically engineer them, how would we get that many to the planet?
And like, even if like the plan of like getting them to other planets doesn't like work out, then like they're stuck with like them being genetically engineered.
What is a CAS 9 protein? What is a CAS9 protein?
I don't know what that is, but when are they planning on doing this? And how long is it going to take?
I don't know.
They said this could be done within 2 years.
Okay, so if we did give them the choice to be like genetically changed, like how would everybody else react?
So, if we did genetically modify people, wouldn't this create a whole new, like, species? Since they all have, since here's humans and then here's the genetically modified population, they would have different traits from this population, so then would we give them a new name because they're technically a new species?
Okay, would we, like, just modify, like, humans, or would we, like, to animals too to see what they would do. Okay.
Well, we've already started genetically modifying animals, and so since we've already moved that past that stage, I guess we're like, hey, we should do that to humans.
Okay.
When did we start genetically animals?
We have like glow in the dark mice.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes.
If we like do genetically engineer humans, how many humans would we do at a time?
And like, who would want to like give up their child, like their unborn child, for a scientific thing when they don't even know what could happen to the child if they could actually succeed with the process or be like hurt in the process or even worse?
If we were to genetically modify someone, could we change them back to a non-human?
Or could we use this genetically modify people or people who have diseases like cancer?
If only China working on like genetically modifying people.
Once we do perfect it, we would want to make the genetically modified humans in batches, like 10 to 12 people, so that they're, one, they're not alone, and two, so when we do send them to space, like as you say, Mars, they're prepared for Mars, so they have each other to depend on, but not just themselves.
Yes.
So one of the things that's coming up a lot is that people think that they'll be different, so that's not a good thing. But if you really think about it, humans already have a lot of differences in them, from like different hair colors to how tall they are. So it's really, you're just adding one more small difference. And also, it doesn't have to be a massive thing like adding gills. It can be internal. We have a whole entire body part that we don't need, like the spleen. All it causes is the ability that, like, disease from buildup. But the other thing is, if we just have, like, small changes. So, yeah. Heck. Anyways. So, and then the other thing is, small changes. Just, like, it doesn't have to be external things. It could be, like, better, because we breathe in a decent amount of oxygen, but we only use a small amount of what we breathe in. So it would be useful if we just say that, oh, now we actually use a little bit more. That would not just be useful in space, but it would also be useful on Earth.
Okay, so like, if we give it a practice first, so like, we genetically modify them like a little bit at a time and like see how it goes, and like if we create the perfect person, send them up to space, see how they do, and like, create more from people that are already on this planet to get rid of like more people. So there's wait, that doesn't sound right. But anyways, yeah.
What age would we like send them to different planets?
That's their legal adults.
Maybe like when they're like they're I guess genetically modified like limbs or something, like once those are fully formed they know how to use it.
How are they going to make the planet so that they have like food and our supplies and houses and all that stuff?
What planets
are
we sending to?
To answer her question, what, like they said, what was like Mars or like what was the other one? Venus.
Answering Connor's question, I read it said that scientists in America have started to edit the DNA.
And in addition to what Skylar said, in the article that I read, the Chinese, they cut out a gene called myostatin, which blocked muscle production to increase the muscle mass in the dogs that they tested.
Someone asked how we can do it, like genetically modify someone. We could take like a fish gill gene, like put it like in an embryo, or do it like a dog tail.
That's it.
So when they did the experiment in China, they used 80 something embryos and only 71 survived. So would it be the same way if we did like now, for if we do 120 of them die? Like, that doesn't seem like it's really that effective of an idea.
Well, what Hudson said, of the 71 that survived, only 56 were tested, were injected.
Dear. So just to add to the whole statistics, how many survived. So it makes sense that, of course, there would be concerns about safety, but also that would be in a vastly, using a vastly different, I suppose. I think the point is that, my point is that the backlash from that experiment might lead to more restrictions and better safety standards. So instead of, like, I understand that it's at this point, but just from that experiment, it would lead to greater world focus on genetic engineering, and perhaps that would increase the level of embryo
that will
survive.
Can I call people who aren't raising their hand? Like if they haven't talked at all.
You want to take a break and identify a few people that haven't?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Which people need to raise their hand?
Okay, the people
who haven't
done it is Noah, Riley, Coleman. I see.
Okay, let's resume.
And then we're going to go out.
Mars has a small atmosphere, it doesn't have a lot, so if we could genetically modify humans to be able to breathe in that atmosphere, it will be important, but they won't be able to breathe in. They might not be able to breathe on Earth, it would be toxic to them because there's so much of different components in the atmosphere compared to Mars. And so it's kind of a training comes in.
Adding on to Riley's fact, out of the 54 that were tested, there were only 28 that were successfully spliced. So it's like you kind of have to lie.
And out of all the people who are genetically modified, they would all have to go through like half their life of training, and even if they were going to go to space, they'd have to go through a ton of stressful training to even get them prepared to even go. Even though they have the genetics, they still have to understand it's still going to be different than where they are now.
What trait exactly would you give to the humans to help them breathe on a different planet?
Where would we get that for you?
In answer to her question, so what we can do to make breathing more efficient is probably make its components are either slightly larger, which we would also have to make the central body frame slightly larger also. But then we could also make it so we have more. There's also several other things that, like the absorbent tissue that's weaker than the rest of the tissue that lets some particles pass through them. We can have it so that's possibly a little bit more thinner, yet stronger, so we'd be able to absorb more oxygen.
Like, how do we know what exact traits, like, the humans need? Like, they might go to a planet and find out, like, they were given a trait that was, like, that existed. Yeah.
To answer Daniel's question, we can get the embryos from the process. So if we, from the video that we watched about the fish thing, it said that we could duplicate like body parts. Would we be able to make it so humans have four arms?
To answer his question, we could
I don't think you can do that just because like your body like relies on water.
I think, say, if we were going to send people that were genetically modified to Mars, and we wanted to grow things there, then the people we sent to Mars wouldn't be able to harvest the things, because they would have different, like, they would be adapted to breathe the air on Mars, but the plants would need the air we have on Earth. So we would have to send up both normal people and the genetically modified people to have, like, plants.
How would people get, like, income on the new planet? Did they, like, move their jobs there, or, like...
in direct response to Vanessa's question, I think that income wouldn't really be important on the new colony until there's an actual, like, business set up around money, because at that point it's really just a matter of survival. And so honestly, the most important thing in a new colony would be to set up processes about getting food, getting water, building shelter. Honestly, like, the main basic things that you need to survive.
What if, like, the traits that they need on the different planet are going to live up on Earth? So, like, before you set them to the new planet, how would they live on Earth?
Planets
or just one planet?
Also, in response to Vanessa's question, I think the people, if they happen to come back to Earth, I think they get paid then, rather than while they're in space, because they can't really do that.
I think that we should only take people to one planet at a time, because
would we try to cure diseases first, or try to make, like, humans more perfect and, like, have better abilities?
If we genetically engineered humans, wouldn't the, like, entire thing of sports and, like, capabilities be, like, gone, because, like, you could engineer them to be smarter or faster.
Well, back to the sports thing, like you said, there, again, with regulations, you'd have to only be modified with certain genes. It's like you could only have, like, you'd only be allowed to have a certain muscle growth gene up to a certain point.
Well, how do we determine the rules and regulations?
In response to Riley's questions, I thought we were only sending the genetically modified people to space, so I don't think we have too many things to worry about with them playing sports on Earth.
So, in response to Riley's question, if we were to have genetically modified humans on Earth, then we could create separate leagues for them so that they wouldn't be interfering with the normal people's sports.
Yeah. So what if, like, we were trying to, like, genetically engineer humans and, like, they cause mutation and, like, they have superpowers to
I have four.
modify humans, how come they aren't like using this technology to try and cure diseases that are like real?
We have 5 minutes left. Let's give priority to the people that have not had their fourth day.
Okay, how would you get stuff to like build houses, like supplies to the other kids?
Natural resources, and if not, then we just bring stuff like on a separate ship, maybe as a support job.
Right.
If the weather was really bad, that we could like live underground.
During diseases, we are. That's actually one of the main points of genetic engineering. It's trying to eliminate hereditary diseases like Parkinson's and thalassemia, I believe. I don't know the correct pronunciation of blood disease. That was the main point of the Chinese experiment with embryos. So I feel that genetic engineering can be used for more than just space colonization, which is the point of this experiment, which is the point of this discussion. It is being used for to better just our ordinary, normal lives.
She said if they genetically engineered humans, would they have to eat different types of food?
Government.
people that still need to talk? If you haven't got your four, somebody, I see a couple hands over there. Thank you guys, great job.